97.9, 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And you know her, the internet sensation that has spawned into just about everything. She's got her hands into everything. Tila Tequila, but do you want Miss Tila or Tila Tequila? What? How?
Well, I recently changed the name to Miss Tila.
Okay, so you kind of pulled like a J-Lo.
Whichever way, Tila is just, you mentioned Tila, and you know it's me.
All right, Tila, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. You totally pulled like a Jennifer Lopez J-Lo move with the, because she was Jennifer Lopez, and all of a sudden she's like, no, call me J-Lo. So now we're doing Tila Tequila. No, call me Miss Tila. That's it. You're totally going like Hollywood rock star, you know, way, way up there now. That's cool.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, after being, I mean, come on. Tila Tequila was a freaking screen name. You know, My real name's Tila, of course, and so I figured, you know what? I don't want to be Tila Tequila when I'm 40.
Yeah, true. Very true.
And plus I got my new haircut, my new look, my whole new thing going on. So I figured it sounds nice to have, like, Miss Tila the Mogul.
Yeah, you're trying to back off the internet whore look and kind of back off. You got the blonde locks. You're going with the more class thing. You got the website. You're trying for like a whole new, almost like an extreme makeover kind of a thing.
Yeah, I love it. I'm having the time of my life right now, and I think that's all it really matters.
There's
times when you're going through rough times. I had a really rough 2009. So right now, I picked myself back up, and I am up, honey.
Now, again, we're talking to Miss Tila, and it's funny because you got run through the ringer by so many different internet bloggers and so many different gossip sites. So pretty much, you're doing your own. It's MissTilaOMG.com, correct?
Yeah, it's MissTilaOMG.com, and it's just kicking Piggy Perez's butt. Big time, because that's the competition site, and everybody's, you know, we've been going back and forth, and my site is doing extremely well. And the first day that I launched, I got a billion phone calls from the Hollywood people, and they weren't too happy about some of the things I was writing. But
well, it's
karma's it's karma.
Well, no, you know what it is, Miss Tila. What it is. People are very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're very touchy when it comes to things, and you are known to be very outspoken. You express your opinion. Some people will say that chaos follows you around, like that dust bowl behind Pigpen in the old Snoopy cartoons. But
yeah, it really does. I really don't do anything wrong. I work. I think of creative things to do. I have my celebrity gossip blog. Now I'm a blogger, and now I'm interviewing real celebrities. And now I have music out. That's out on iTunes now. And for some reason, drama does keep following me around.
Well,
and
I mean,
that's why I'm going to be on TV again.
Oh, you are? Because I know you did the Shot at Love on MTV. What's the new TV project?
The new one, oh my gosh, it's going to be ridiculous. I can't say yet because you know how that goes. It's like we just closed the deal and, you know, we don't want to, until everything's fully done, the companies don't want to announce it yet until it's done. But you guys shall see the real Miss Tila.
Can I get a network out of you, or is it like that hush hush?
It's hush-hush for a little while.
All right, sounds good. So. It's Miss Tila, you know, Tila Tequila. The website is MissTilaOMG.com. Started off from MySpace. Now, how did you make the jump from MySpace to, like, the books and the TV stuff and everything? Did like, producers and agents start calling you? How'd you make that jump?
No, agents were slamming the doors in my face.
Really?
it's called Ambition. And, you know, when you have people telling you that you can't do it, it makes you, like, angry. Not angry, but it, you know, adds fuel to the fire. So you're just like, oh, really? Well, watch what I can do. And the more people tell you, you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it, the more it made me say, yes, I can and I will, and I don't care what you say about that.
It's Miss
And then
Tila.
Once it happens, then I'm like, bam, you see, in your face.
That's right. Facial, it's Miss Tila, Tila Tequila. I have to ask about Sean Merriman. What's going on with that legal thing? Has that thing been settled yet or no?
It's already been settled, and either of us are to talk. We're not supposed to talk about
it. It's one of those, it's done, it's over, just
yeah,
let it go.
Yeah, it's negative. You know, I don't really like to talk about negative things. I rather focus on positive things and, you know.
Absolutely. I understand, but, you know, these are things that have been, you know, that have surrounded you, like you said, in the last couple of years. And if there's, you know, you want to clear the air in any way, shape, or form. What about, there was something going on with, after Casey passed, unfortunately, there was a big thing with the dogs. Can you get into that a little bit as far, who's got the dogs and is everything okay with that now? Because, again, that was a whole...
I have no idea. That was yeah. I don't know where the dogs are. Like I said, I don't really like talking about the past. It took me a while to get over the past. You know, it's 2010 now, and it's a lot of great things happening right now. So
one more uncomfortable.
Wherever the dogs are, I don't know, but I have my dog with me right now, and she just pooped in the other room, and I'm not too happy about that. So
I got one more quasi uncomfortable. Then we'll get back to the website. Rumors about you being pregnant, adopting, baby. Is there a baby in your future?
Definitely in my future. But right now, like I said, there's like so much baby talk and all that. And it's so much, that right now I'm just kind of traumatized with the whole baby thing. I was pregnant, had a miscarriage, and then, I was really depressed about that. So then I had, artificial insemination, but people are saying, oh, there's no way you can get in vitro. There's a big difference between artificial insemination and in vitro.
Okay.
Did not get in vitro. I got artificially inseminated. However, it didn't work out. So then after a while, it was just like so much that I was just trying to adopt. Now, after a while, I'm just like, okay, no more baby talk for another like 1,000 years, please. You know, I mean, it was hard, but I definitely want to have a child, but not anymore anytime soon, because for this entire year was about having a baby or trying to have a baby.
I completely understand.
Right now I have so much work that I'm enjoying so much, and I'm having so much fun that I'm going to wait a little while.
Sounds good. It's Tila Tequila. It's Miss Tila OMG. .com. How much of this are you actually writing? Do you have a staff? Is it you going at it alone? Do you have a crew of people doing this thing or what?
No, you can actually tell. Like, I dish a lot of, it's real news. It's not just me sitting here going, oh, let me see who I can talk rap about. It's real news. I actually have exclusives that nobody else has. And I have GC dirt on celebrities.
Nice.
Because I've been in this industry for 10 years, and I know a lot of things about people. So the ones that I don't like, that who's done me wrong, I put their business on blast. This week I made it a little more fun. Instead of saying their names, I actually did my own Misty of Blind items, and I put them on blast, but I kind of make it a little bit obvious so I don't get in trouble for it.
Very cool.
So the fans can guess, but they guess it right.
Nice.
So I'm a little bit tricky, but I also have a staff. However, I train them very well to tell them that there's a certain way that I blog. It's my signature blog, and there's certain people that I don't want to blog about and certain people that I do like. And yada yada.
So who won't you blog about, or is that like off limits?
Who won't I blog about?
Yeah, like you said, there's a you do not talk about these people. Is that, can you say who they are, or is it just like you just don't want to touch it?
There's just certain people that like my fan base or even my haters or just pop culture in general or just. You know, I learn from other sites. It's like, this site reflects on my personality. My personality is really pow, bam, boom, very colorful, in your face. So anybody I blog about, you know, they can get on there. But people who are kind of like,
I understand.
I don't want to say. Just go on there and, like, look, check it out. It's funny.
Absolutely.
And I already have got sent, like, CSD and threats, and I'm like, whatever, take me to court. I don't care because I'm telling the truth, and I know all the rules about blogging.
Right.
So.
Sounds good. Again, the website is MissTilaOMG.com. I know you have to go. Real quick before you go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about the real you, all right?
Okay.
All right, here
let's
we go.
Go buy my music first.
Absolutely. Right, I'm going to play the song as we go out. So we'll get through this, and I'll play the song. All right. Last song you downloaded to your iPod.
Jay-Z. Empire State.
If you're out at the club, what's your drink of choice?
Water.
Liar. Favorite toy as a child? Favorite toy as a child?
Vibrator.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, God. Freaking Forrest Gump.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex, remembering you're on the radio?
Favorite body part of the opposite sex? The chest.
And finally, what's your favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? Cars.
There it is. Tila Tequila. It's MissTilaOMG.com. Tila, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, talk up your song. What's the new song? I got it right here. What's your song?
New song called I Love My DJ, M.A.P., Welcome to the Dark Side, comes out tomorrow. Please, please, please go check it out. It's beautiful, and I love you. And MissTilaOMG.com loves you as well. Love you guys, and I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you.
No, I love you.
No, I love you. No, my song.
It's MissTilaOMG.com. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM.
In the morning.
Don't taste me, bro.
97.9, 105.5, KISS FM, the number one hit music station. Oh.